KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 71. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 59. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas City Federal Reserve says financial conditions in its district remaining solid for the second quarter. Survey respondents say any signs of slowing growth likely in the months ahead, though. Farm real estate values grew rapidly in recent quarters, but those valuations moderated in the second quarter alongside recent drops in ag commodity prices. Farm income remaining stronger than last year, but an increase in farm loan interest rates, drought, higher input costs, and the pullback in commodity prices likely contributing to a slightly less optimistic outlook for the farm economy than the previous quarter. While this year's outlook still positive, lenders reporting growing concerns about 2023. A larger share of lenders reported significant increases in production expenses for producers compared to 2021. Severe drought has reduced hay and forage for livestock and contributed to higher feed costs. Now, despite those concerns, lower repayment problems dropped to the lowest level in 7 years. New England residents who love pork caught a break as a Massachusetts federal court signed a court order approving an agreement to delay enforcement of a state law banning the sale of pork that comes from animals not raised under the state's housing standards. A coalition led by the National Pork Producers filed suit seeking to stop the law's immediate implementation. The suit also asked the court to find the law unconstitutional. It's a significant outcome as the pork producers continue to push to preserve the rights of America's pig farmers to raise hogs the way that's best for their animals and maintain a reliable supply of pork. Those words from Terry Walters, the president of the pork producers. He said the impact would have been especially hard on producers in surrounding states who didn't have a vote in the Massachusetts referendum. The agreement ends 30 days after the Supreme Court decides on a suit against California's Prop 12, which may take place later on this year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I am Max Blasky. With the nearing of the K-State marching band making their way into Marysville Friday night, I had the opportunity to sit down with Professor of Music and Director of Bands at K-State, Dr. Frank Trace. Dr. Trace explains why events like these are so important.
You know, we've done things like this a lot. Been a number of high schools that we take the band, and sometimes we'll even take basketball pep bands to go to things like this during basketball season. It's always a big hit, and I think it's part of my job. It's part of our band world job where we go out and promote what we do and show people what we do. And, you know, even if you're not a band member and you want to come and watch, I think you'll be impressed with the work ethic of the kids, the concentration, the dedication, not only some music skills here and some art skills and social skills, but boy, it's a great life skill. That's what band is about. Plus, it's just fun.
Dr. Trace also highlighted how this day came about and what to expect.
Well, you know, Colette Ottens and that group over there from Marysville Arts Council of the Co-op, they came up with the idea to move part of our band camp over to Marysville High School. And they asked if we would move our Friday afternoon rehearsal and Friday evening performance to Marysville and invite as many high school bands as we can get in Marysville community and Marysville Band and everybody else that's involved in that to come in and do some clinics with them and see if we can get the kids excited about band and show them what K-State's all about and what we do. And so we're moving the whole dog and pony show to Marysville. But yeah, we're excited to come down there, and it's going to be 9 buses, a truck, and about 400 kids and staff. Well, we're going to do a rehearsal from 1 to about 4 o'clock, and we'll break into sectionals. We'll have the high school bands come in with us. We'll break up by instruments. Our staff will do music rehearsals with them. We'll do a little bit of marching. We'll get them into the fundamentals of what we do and why we do what we do and show them that you can enjoy band. We're really looking forward to coming to Marysville. It's going to be great. So make sure moms, dads, aunts and uncles, grandma, grandpa, even community people, come on out and watch this. It's free. There's goodwill donations, free will donations for the cause. It's going to be a great thing. Friday, August 19th. And it's at 7 o'clock is our performance. However, we're going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think the gates will be open if you want to come in and see what it takes to put this all together.
Herschel L. Dalsing, 70 of Milton Vale, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 8th. A rosary and funeral service will be held Friday, August 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to service time at the church. Burial will be in the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of services for Herschel Dalsing. Robert Ryan, 96 of Marysville, passed away Monday, August 15th. Services will be Saturday, August 19th at 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary will be held prior to the service starting at 9:30 a.m. Burial at St. Gregory Cemetery. Visitation at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, Friday the 18th from noon to 9 p.m. Family present from 4 to 6. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Robert Ryan.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers likely today, and temperatures will stay much cooler, with our highs in the upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid 70s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s and upper 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. And mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this time in August, 89. Record high on this date, 108. Average low today, 66. And record low today, 52. Sunset this evening at 8:21 and sunrise in the morning at 6:40.
Is there an ideal setting for the refrigerator thermostat? We will review some helpful fridge facts today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 15th, the 227th day of the year. Culinary expert Julia Child was born on this day, and the red carpet was rolled out on this night in 1939 for the premiere of The Wizard of Oz. Many of us set the thermostat in the refrigerator for our personal preference. Some like the milk ice cold, some like the butter not too hard. But what's the ideal setting? Experts say 40 degrees is the warmest constant temperature recommended for food safety. At that setting, the growth of bacteria is slowed considerably, and cooked food should keep safely for 3 to 4 days. And here's another refrigerator tip. Don't overstuff it. Temperatures stay more uniform if there's room for air circulation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates and updated crop production reports last week, and Joe Vaklovic, founder of the president of Standard Grain, talks about the biggest surprise in the reports from last Friday.
I think the soybean yield number was the biggest surprise, that USDA raised that national yield estimate for soybeans rather than reduce it. USDA has penciled right now that 6 different states will have record soybean yields this year. It's Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, North Carolina, Mississippi, and a couple other ones are penciled to have record soybean yields this year. So there's a lot of good stuff out there that USDA says it's going to offset a lot of the bad stuff. So that 51.9, it realized, that's tied for the biggest soybean yield we've ever had nationally. 2016 was that exact number, 51.9.
He goes on to say that the updated corn yield numbers were not surprising, really.
Corn yield number was down. It was lower as expected, a little bit lower than expected, as a matter of fact, but not surprising necessarily.
He goes on to say another surprise took place in the wheat markets, particularly when it comes to the amount of exports.
They actually raised their wheat export estimate, which is interesting because the book of wheat sales for the current market year is like the second worst of the last 10 years. We've had really high prices and we had some crop issues here in the last couple of years. I was kind of surprised by that. Your wheat carryout number for the United States came in about as expected. And then they moved some of the Ukraine-Russia stuff around. We just need to find some demand for wheat. It's funny, you look at the wheat market now and the way it's set up, it's like we're back in January, February, like pre-Russia-Ukraine. The funds are short again. The market's back down to pre-invasion levels is what I'd call them. It's like you can just erase those 4 or 5 months from your memory, and it's like, okay, well, now we're kind of back to where we start.
Finally, he says it is hard to tell if there will be a chance to boost it some more of the U.S. wheat exports.
In regard to wheat, it's a fluid situation because you do have this deal in Ukraine and they're starting to ship some grain out. How long does that last? Does it get interrupted at some point?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, Are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Oh, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see ya!
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temp's Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temp's Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temp's Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5000.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know How.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
From the back roads to the back country, nothing goes like a gator. Get up and go with Prairie Band Casino and Resorts. Gobs of Gators giveaway. Earn entries all month long. Then be here Sunday, August 28th for 16 chances to win up to $2,000 in prairie cash. Plus, two lucky winners will drive away with a John Deere Gator, courtesy of Heritage Tractor. Visit prairieband.com for details.
Twin Valley Developmental Services job fair is August 24th. From 10 to 2, open interviews will be conducted for various positions with full-time wages starting at $15 an hour, paid sick and personal days, health insurance, plus a sign-on bonus. Don't miss the job fair Wednesday, August 24th from 10 to 2 at the FNB Bank basement at 101 C Street in Washington. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the people they serve. Visit them online at twinvalleyfriends.com.
Arbors and pergolas are great additions to the landscape, but waiting for the vines to climb and cover the structures can be frustrating. Try a few of these for quicker results. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Mix annual and perennial vines for the first few seasons. The annual vines provide quick cover and flowers, while the perennial vine becomes established for long-term beauty. Annuals like canary creeper, scarlet runner bean, or purple hyacinth bean will all grow and bloom in full sun or light shade. Clematis and climbing roses are traditional perennial favorites. Try growing both together for twice the bloom. Native and non-invasive honeysuckle vines will flower throughout most of the summer in full sun or partial shade. Sweet autumn clematis is a vigorous grower covered with fragrant white flowers in the fall. Sweet summer love is a cultivar with small fragrant purple flowers that appear in late summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
Drive into Forest City, Missouri these days. Newcomers might be surprised to learn a couple of facts about this town of about 250 people. One, this was once a river town. And two, this was one of the largest and wealthiest towns on the river outside St. Louis. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Peggy Ann Edwards can tell you a lot about the history of a place she calls home, Forest City, Missouri.
Well, it began because the steamboats wanted to go all the way up to what is now Montana, but they couldn't because they couldn't get enough wood in their steamboats. So they established this place right here, which was about halfway between, and it was a wood yard.
And wood was plentiful here, thus the name Forest City. This was a bustling town along the banks of the Missouri River. But drive here today, and you won't find the mighty Mo.
It was right here. But one night, unfortunately, August 1868, the river changed its mind. And it went 2.5 miles west of Forest City, left steamboats high and dry, and all the merchants here didn't know what to do.
Peggy Ann says she can still remember the wharf along the edge of town. Now gone, but once along the banks of the river, helping load those steamboats with wood. Today, there are only about 250 people living here. It was once much different.
There were 7 hotels, plus many, many, many businesses here. And it was a large town and was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But when the river left, that just ended about everything.
You can still find some of the old homes and buildings here that give a hint of the commerce that took place in the early river town.
The millionaires here moved on to another spot. People here to sell land that come from the east and were here just to sell land and make money, they disappeared.
Many of the wealthy moved downstream to St. Joe. You can find some of their mansions there yet today. And while this town is not as big and bustling as it was in the days just after the Civil War, there are still great reasons to visit. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Forest City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
You'd be bored if you ate the same thing day after day. Your chickens might feel the same way. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Offer the birds some garden scraps for a healthy treat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there, too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens thrive on high-quality commercial feed, but they also like treats from time to time. Take melon rinds out to the hens and they'll run over and peck at them like they're candy. Joe Hess is a retired extension poultry specialist at Auburn University. He says offering garden scraps is a good way to cut down on waste and give chickens some variety in their diet.
I would stick mostly with vegetable matter out of the garden, but also table scraps as well. It's more of a problem if you feed them leftover meat scraps and things like that. But most of the garden scraps and plant material is safe to feed.
Never feed chickens spoiled or moldy food. The scraps can be raw or cooked, but the chickens probably prefer raw. Your birds will happily gobble up all kinds of fruits and vegetables, including berries, apples, and greens, as well as bread and rice. Hess says you do have to be mindful of feeding strong-tasting foods. For example, if the birds eat too much garlic or onions, their eggs could pick up those flavors. All garden scraps should be given in moderation as a treat. Hess says this is important in order to keep the chickens' diet in balance.
There is an issue with that, and being a poultry nutritionist, that's one of the first things I think about. We spend a lot of time formulating feeds so they're perfectly balanced with the right amount of protein, the right amount of minerals, vitamins, and those sorts of things. And it is possible to feed too much of the scraps so that they don't eat enough of the commercial feed that is well balanced.
If you allow the birds to roam around, spread the scraps in a weedy spot in the garden, and they'll scratch up the weeds for you. Learn more about feeding treats to your chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The world is a hungrier place these days. An update today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Food prices. In its latest quarterly perspective on agriculture, secondary market lender Farmer Mac reports that the rapid rise in food prices that started last year continued through the second quarter of 2022. Chief economist Jackson Takach says big drivers include supply chain disruptions and the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict.
You've got good demand, shock supply, and commodity prices going up. All of that worked its way through the food system. And you know where the pain is felt the worst? We're always thinking about, hey, my grocery bill's creeping up. Hey, it costs me more to go to the grocery store or the restaurants that I like to go to. But if you go to those low-income countries, you're talking about food scarcity. You're talking about food insecurity and people just having a hard time getting food at all.
Takach says U.S. agriculture is expected to step up.
I think the U.S. has a great play to try to help feed the world and curb some of this food insecurity to be a great source of safe, secure, and reliable food sources. We're going to continue to push out more and more food product around the globe. So when there's a dip in one country or there's weather issues in another, people can rely on that quality U.S. product. But it's not as if we're risk-free in this.
For more insights, just do an online search for Farmer Mac the Feed. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your new summer ride is right off the highway in Marysville. Crownover Auto Sales will be your only stop for your next low-mileage, reliable, pre-owned vehicle. Now carrying Oregon Power Equipment, Crownover Auto Sales has you covered from highway to backyard. And don't forget cars and coffee every third Saturday in the parking lot all summer.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable. Unbelievable. She's a mouth full of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical. She's unpredictable. She's available. It's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable. Would find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's undisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Deniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
With upcoming wheat planting potentially on the minds of many producers across the state of Kansas, the K-State 2021-2022 wheat performance test results may be a resource of much value. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Lingenfelser shares what the 2022 Wheat Seed Book includes.
The 2022 Wheat Seed Book contains the results of the Kansas Wheat Performance Test and also the directory of certified seed dealers from the Kansas Crop Improvement Association. And this book will be printed August 22nd, and it will be available as an insert in High Plains Journal magazine. And hard copies will be available in local extension offices soon after that.
Lingenfelser shares the promising start that this past year's wheat growing season had.
The 2021-22 growing season had a very promising start. It had 1 to 5 inches of rain falling across the state in September. And because of this, most of the wheat was planted fairly early to ensure good emergence. However, in the western third of the state, very little precipitation was received for the remainder of the fall, causing many fields not to emerge until the next rain event in the spring, regardless of when the wheat was planted. In contrast, however, most central and eastern areas of the state did receive precipitation in the fall and had warmer than average temperatures. That, combined with the early planting, increased the biomass headed into the winter months.
She explained some of the environmental challenges that were experienced throughout the rest of the year's growing season.
The temperatures during the winter months were about 1 to 4 degrees colder than average, and that extended into the spring, when the first 2 weeks of April saw as many as 11 hours below 32 degrees. The majority of the wheat was already in an extended dormant period because of the cooler temperatures, so luckily there wasn't much freeze damage associated during that cold snap in April. However, by May, the entire state was experiencing the lack of precipitation, which was delaying the reproductive development of the wheat and was leading to pretty severe drought stress. To exacerbate everything, the second week of May was extremely hot, and so the drought stress combined with the period of extreme heat stress caused many fields in the western portion of the state, west of a line from Smith to Pratt counties, started to show very severe symptoms of drought, including curling of the younger leaves and dropping and yellowing of older leaves. It was very common to find wheat that was only 9 to 12 inches tall. Due to the prolonged stresses in western Kansas, the worst affected was the far southwest Kansas, but severely stressed wheat was found as far east as Pratt County. Overall, the average yield for the state was 39 bushels, which was down 12 bushels from last year, but it could have been much, much worse.
Once again, that was K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Lingenfelser. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates and updated crop production reports last week, and Joe Vaklovic, founder of the president of Standard Grain, talks about the biggest surprise in the reports from last Friday.
I think the soybean yield number was the biggest surprise, that USDA raised that national yield estimate for soybeans rather than reduce it. USDA has penciled right now that six different states will have record soybean yields this year. It's Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, North Carolina, Mississippi, and a couple other ones are penciled to have record soybean yields this year. So there's a lot of good stuff out there that USDA says it's going to offset a lot of the bad stuff. So that 51.9, it realized, that's tied for the biggest soybean yield we've ever had nationally. 2016 was that exact number, 51.9.
He goes on to say that the updated corn yield numbers were not surprising, really.
Corn yield number was down. It was lower as expected, a little bit lower than expected, as a matter of fact, but not surprising necessarily.
He goes on to say another surprise took place in the wheat markets, particularly when it comes to the amount of exports.
They actually raised their wheat export estimate, which is interesting because the book of wheat sales for the current market year is like the second worst of the last 10 years. We've had really high prices, and we had some crop issues here in the last couple of years. I was kind of surprised by that. Your wheat carryout number for the United States came in about as expected, and then they moved some of the Ukraine-Russia stuff around. We just need to find some demand for wheat. It's funny. You look at the wheat market now and the way it's set up, it's like we're back in January, February, like pre-Russia-Ukraine. The funds are short again. The market's back down to pre-invasion levels is what I call them. It's like you can just erase those 4 or 5 months from your memory, and it's like, okay, well, now we're kind of back to where we start.
Finally, he says it is hard to tell if there will be a chance to boost some more of the U.S. wheat exports.
In regard to wheat, it's a fluid situation because you do have this deal in Ukraine and they're starting to ship some grain out. How long does that last? Does it get interrupted at some point?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Oops, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote Hail, Wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Livestock Guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with the Livestock Guardian Dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a Livestock Guardian Dog Research Specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in. So Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like border collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. To Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. The kid comes a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Twin Valley Developmental Services Job Fair is August 24th. From 10 to 2, open interviews will be conducted for various positions with full-time wages starting at $15 an hour, paid sick and personal days, health insurance, plus a sign-on bonus. Don't miss the job fair Wednesday, August 24th from 10 to 2 at the FNB Bank basement at 101 C Street in Washington. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the people they serve. Visit them online at twinvalleyfriends.com.
Drought conditions weren't the only challenges wheat producers faced this past year. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Lingenfelser shares the diseases seen this past season.
One of the positives of the drought stress was the lower incidence of wheat fungal disease. So stripe rust and fusarium head blight were present, but at much lower levels this year. Also, head scab and barley yellow dwarf were greatly reduced. There were still concerns from wheat streak mosaic virus, particularly in the western third of the state. But kind of the prevalent condition of the fields this year were white heads that were reported in many fields, which were most likely caused by drought and heat stress. But there are diseases that are triggered by those that drought and heat and also contribute to the loss of colors in the heads. And those diseases were dryland foot rot, or sometimes called fusarium root rot, take-all, and sharp eye spot.
She goes on to explain the pest problems that were also faced this past year.
The majority of the wheat was planted earlier in the fall of 21, which left it open to attack by grasshoppers and armyworms. Armyworms were more destructive to wheat and brome throughout the entire state this year than they have been for probably 20 years, and prompted more insecticide applications than normal. And in addition to grasshoppers and armyworms, wheat curl mites that vector wheat streak mosaic virus also caused concern this year. But the main issues this year were the drought and heat. But if you would like more information about disease and insects, that can be found for the 30 most popular wheat varieties in the 2022 Kansas Performance Test winter wheat varieties, the hard copies or online. And more information on disease resistance can be found in a recent publication by Kelsey Anderson, Eric DeWolf, Romulo Lolato, and Jeff Whitworth titled Wheat Variety Disease and Insect Ratings of 2021. And that's housed in the KSRE Publications Library.
Lingenfelser encourages those tuning in to explore as many resources as possible when preparing for the upcoming wheat planting season.
And also, more information, always more information is better. So I would encourage everyone to check out the Colorado Wheat Variety Database. That address is ramwheatdb.com/database. And this has Kansas information as well as Colorado, Oklahoma, and I believe Texas information about wheat varieties. And another good resource for wheat is the publication Wheat Varieties for Kansas and the Great Plains 2023, and the address to order that is www.thewheatfarmer.com.
That was K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Lingenfelser. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.